many of you know that I am currently the president of the local Theater Arts Guild, or TAG. I've always been that theater guy wherever I lived. So I thought I would talk today about theater as religion and how it relates to the third principle of Unitarian Universalism. I think where my mind first went and where most people's minds go is more religion as theater, or religious stories and practices being displayed through a theatrical performance. The history of theater is quite literally religious. Ancient Greek plays ended with Deus ex machina, a god from the machine. The characters would get into a sticky situation, and a crane, the machine, would bring in an actor portraying a god, the Deus, to decide the final outcome. There were medieval cycle plays where trade guilds performed Bible stories. Early Chinese theater depicted gods and demons. Today, around Christmas, we see pageants of school-age children depicting three wise guys visiting 8-pound, 6-ounce newborn baby Jesus. So we can honestly say that theater and religion were created together, intertwined. Ritual is dramatic, and ritual is rehearsed. The way that these religious rituals are presented is very theatrical. Monks of many religions in their robes, priest collars, yarmulkes, these are the costumes. Mosques, cathedrals, temples, fellowships are the awe-inspiring set pieces. Swinging a censer filled with smoking incense, the temples in India filled with snakes, ringing bells, chanting, clapping, these are the special effects and choreography. There is no doubt that religion is a form of theater. Here in this room, as humble as we might feel compared to some of the more extravagant churches, we have a script. A set of practice movements are lighting and extinguishing the chalice, audience participation and sharing of joys and sorrows, musical theater, hymns, and accompaniment. I'm currently even up on a stage. So I can clearly see that practice religion is theater, religion as theater. But what I wanted to try to describe is how theater is part of my religion and how that relates to the third principle. That being, we are free to learn together. Theater, as I just said, is not necessarily someone reciting a script in front of an audience. I'm going to say that theater is any sort of performance. There are plays where actors memorize scripts and speak the lines, but there's musical theater where people sing and play instruments. There's live script readings where no one has memorized anything. They're just reading and speaking the lines. There are pageants where some of the actors have no lines. There's pantomime, puppet shows. There's lots of forms of theater. I would also classify musical concerts as theater. The performers have a stage presence, and there's sometimes dazzling lights. And now we can classify our Sunday services as theater. As you use, I hope that we know religion or faith or spirituality is so individual and so personal that we are all encouraged to have our own definition. My definition of my personal religion is different from many of you here. What that definition is, I don't know. I've always been drawn to the phrases a religious experience or spiritual ecstasy. I love the sense of something other, of losing yourself for a time. I've noticed in the past few years, maybe decades, people have been using the term flow state more often. It's described as a sense of fluidity between your body and mind, where you are totally absorbed and deeply focused on something. Time feels like it has slowed down. You're in the zone. You're at one with the task at hand. When I'm on stage performing, that's what I'm striving for. There's a losing of myself when I'm confident that I've memorized the lines, know the dances, can hit the notes, and it all just comes together. I become the character. I find that to be spiritual. Maybe if you've ever been part of a choir and sung harmony, you might know that feeling I'm trying to describe. There's something more than just the individual notes, more than the sum of its parts. When a play comes together, after all that rehearsing, set building, costuming, advertising, it has become something more than the sum of its parts. This feeling of awe also occurs when I'm in the audience. There have been marvelous spectacles on a Broadway stage that can make you lose yourself for a time. But even listening to the performance of a speaker here at church is spiritual. I'm entertained. I think about things in a different way. We learn. The third principle of Unitarian Universalism is acceptance of one another and encouragement to spiritual growth in our congregations. So how do I relate that to theater? Well, during rehearsals, you have to accept and provide input from other people in order to improve a performance. In improv theater, one of the key phrases you're supposed to use is yes and. You accept that premise someone has presented and you build off of it. Theater audiences are often asked to suspend their disbelief and accept that the actor is someone other than themselves. The performer themselves needs to accept the audience's existence, whether it be a large crowd or just themselves in their room practicing. That's a performance for themselves. And I think that we grow spiritually from all these acceptances. The clip that I played during the offering was from Pray the Gay Away, a musical theater that I helped produce to have its world premiere here in Mount Vernon. That show helped the Skagit community learn about acceptance of both homosexuality and Lutheranism. Theater can challenge us and help us carry new ideas into our lives. But it's hard. Performing in front of people has its very own phobia, stage fright. My voice wavered during this presentation. It takes effort for me to be in front of people and find that flow state. I'm sometimes too self-conscious, get wrapped up in my thoughts that distract me from my performance. Practicing your religion in day-to-day life, carrying those new ideas, takes effort and acceptance. It's like a performance. All the world's a stage, after all. So, religion is a form of theater. Theater is a form of religion. And theater, goodness gracious, is my religion.